Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today, we have part two of our interview with Stephanie Smith, who is Assistant Director of the Baltimore Department of Planning. And Stephanie's here today to talk to us about the various things that the Department of Planning is doing that affects all of us and why we should pay attention, because we might be able to change things and for the better. Right. So, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate your help, and as a taxpayer, I appreciate your expertise and your commitment. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Department of Planning?
Yes, no problem. The Department of Planning is charged with really helping the government and the residents plan the future of our land use system. So we're looking at what buildings do we want? What parks do we want? What type of mobility do we want for people who live here, whether they walk, bike, or use their car? So we're really setting the table for what our city looks like, not only today, but decades into the future.
Great. And I know that really the Department of Planning touches every aspect of the city in one way or the other.
Right. So we're touching land use. So when people need permits, you know, they have to come to us when they're trying to build things. We also just work with people to kind of conceive of what they want to do. We have pre-development meetings. You might have a great idea for something you want to build, but you might need to have a conversation with some people with technical expertise to make sure that what you think can actually happen. We also work with communities who have a lot of challenges around how to make sure that their streets have traffic calming needed to reduce speeding. Neighbors sometimes are concerned about certain abandoned or underutilized lots. We work with them to figure out how they can be repurposed or reimagined in a way that helps the community. We also work on environmental matters. We work on critical area issues. We work on small grants related to improving the environment here in Baltimore City. And we also implement our sustainability plan for the city, which is a plan that looks at all aspects of how we can make this place a better place for all residents. And also, as we're living well, making sure that we're taking care of our planet. We also are sensitive to history. Baltimore is a historic city, and our agency is at the forefront of making sure that we are preserving the architectural history of our city as well.
And as assistant director, thank you. It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot.
As assistant director, your job is to make sure everything works.
That's the job. And do what the director thinks needs to be done as well.
How can someone find out more information about the department?
We encourage you to I think you should favorite your city webpage. It's baltimorecity.gov /planning. You can also just go to baltimorecity.gov and click on the tab. And planning will come down as one of the primary agencies. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you can also reach us on is Facebook. There's a City of Baltimore Department of Planning Facebook page, as well as an Instagram page, which is at Balt Plan.
Okay, great. At Balt Plan. Mm-hmm. And a phone number would be 410-396-3100?
Correct.
Great. Or www.baltimorecity.gov. Hit the tab that says planning.
That's right.
You are particularly suited to be assistant director, and you bring a lot of expertise to that, in part because you are an elected official. And I wanted to mention that and to say that we're honored by your presence.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
And you represent
the 45th District, which is East Baltimore and Northeast Baltimore.
And you're in the House of Delegates.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
They are well served. They are well served. We're bipartisan. There's no endorsement.
Got to work with everybody.
They're well served. Let's talk about more about the different aspects of planning. I say to a lot of folks that And I used to be a city planner a long time ago. I say to folks that in some ways the planning department is there to help you understand government more.
Absolutely.
Because if you want to do something in a neighborhood and you want to try to do something about the noisy bar on the corner or the or the cracks in the sidewalk, or the dying trees, or whatever it is, in most cases, you don't know what to do.
Right.
You don't know who to go to.
Right.
And there's a very good chance you can go to the wrong person, and or the wrong department, or the wrong office, or whatever it is. And goodness knows there are a lot of offices to go to. But the planning department makes that understandable, aside from all the other stuff they do.
Right, absolutely. I think one of our unique roles is we are often a convener because we interact not only with communities, as you noted, we interact with all the other major agencies in ways that sometimes they don't always interact with one another because we are not implementers. So we're not the ones that are going to put the lines on the street like DOT. We're not the ones that are going to fix the pipe like DPW, but we're going to work to make sure that they can better prioritize what they're going to do because they're the doers, but we're working with community and with them to strategize around how we can do things in a sequence that really benefits everyone.
Right. And that DPW, in terms of resurfacing the street, they are responsive to folks.
Absolutely.
And of course, unless you get involved in a way that DPW recognizes or that they accept as a legitimate input into their prioritization about whether they're going to do your street or another street, it depends on a lot of things. But one of the things it depends on is citizen input.
Absolutely. I know that your listeners are probably familiar with 311 and how that gives them an opportunity either by phone or through a cell phone application for Baltimore City 311 to lift up a specific challenge or concern. Sometimes our staff will make those requests ourselves on behalf of community members that have lifted up a persistent challenge. I think that's something that can be frustrating because it may feel a little impersonal, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
However, without that trend being logged, it makes it harder to make a case. Sometimes we are venting, understandably, to other neighbors, you know, our friend, the barber, but that is not creating a data track record of requests or concerns. And I think another thing that's really important is that for communities that have been historically underserved, sometimes you're actually getting more complaints from communities that actually don't appear to be underserved. So just the sheer amount of complaints doesn't necessarily mean that there's more of a problem somewhere. It just means that maybe there are more people who feel that government needs to be responsive to them. So to me, seeing an increase in 311 calls across the city would actually be an indicator of more engagement with the citizenry, that they feel government should be more responsive to them.
Right. And people, and there are folks that review those calls.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about your community planning process. I know that there are community planners that are responsible for every square inch of Baltimore.
That's right. So we have a community planning team. It's recently been retitled Community Planning and Revitalization is kind of the name of that division of our agency. And what they do, as you noted, they all have a particular geography they cover, whether that's East Baltimore, Southwest Baltimore, and the like. And their job is to really get to know the communities, the community leaders, and to understand the very on-the-ground challenges, but also on-the-ground possibilities and what can really happen. I know that sometimes when we look at things at too high of a level, we might say that this is a weak neighborhood. And that definition of weak could mean lots of vacants, not as much homeownership. There's a lot of definitions for what could constitute weak depending on who's speaking. But our planners at the community level, they'll be able to tease out, even within a neighborhood that may overall seem primarily challenged, where are the points of strength? Where are the two or three blocks that are so strong that we could be building from the strength within that? So a lot of it goes down to unit of measurement. If you look too high, sometimes you can miss the strength that is underneath.
Right. And how can somebody find out what community planner is?
By visiting our webpage. If you go to baltimorecity.gov and click on planning, on our tab, we have a community planning tab, and it shows our planning district maps. Our website is full of maps. Anything you want to see on a map is on our website, but particularly we have a planning district map so you can see which planning district you live in. And by design, the planning districts do not correspond with any particular legislative boundaries. They're just a way for us to divide up our work in a way that would be balanced for our staff.
Right, right. I know that aside from everything else, you hold a lot of public meetings.
Absolutely.
But there are some that are, I shouldn't say there are some that are more important than others. There are some that we should highlight.
Yes,
perhaps.
Absolutely. As some may know, the Department of Planning is the local agency lead on the census. Mm-hmm. And we know that the census, because it happens only once every 10 years, it is of a particular importance to lift up these meetings where we're going to be explaining to the public how they can get involved and even get some resources to support outreach and engagement around the census in their communities. If you visit the census2020.baltimorecity.gov website, you'll see all of the meetings. They're going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Two have concluded this week, and we have six more coming up, beginning next week on the 24th. They all start at 6:30 and end at 8 p.m., and you'll learn what types of things could be covered for grants, and you do not have to be a 501c3. You just need to be a trusted messenger that can get some of our hardest account community members to be counted in 2020.
Yeah, the best thing to find out when those meetings are is to go on the website.
Yep, absolutely. But just letting you know, next week, the 24th and 26th, we'll be at the Waverly Library. That's going to be on the 24th at 6:30. And on the 26th, we'll be at the Southeastern Anchor Library at 6:30 as well on the 26th.
Great. Let's talk about the Planning Academy.
Yes. So we're in our third cohort of the Baltimore Planning Academy. This is an effort that we committed to as a part of making sure we were democratizing access to kind of the technical information and expertise that we have in our agency. Mm-hmm. We launched this in fall of 2018. There was a tremendous outpouring of interest. So far, we've had approximately 60 folks go through this six-week training where you learn about the nuts and bolts of planning. You learn about zoning. You learn about historic preservation. You learn about just how to interface with our agency when you do have an idea about perhaps a development opportunity that you would like to institute. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is that we want to make sure that people are actually, with their limited time, engaging with the city of Baltimore in a way that's productive and that will get them closer to solving the problems that they have.
Yeah.
We have a dedicated website, baltimoreplanningacademy.com, where you can learn about some of the work we've done in the past and also learn about some of the work we're doing right now. For the first time, we actually got out of the planning agency boardroom, and we had a field trip. And we went to Lexington Market on Wednesday of this week to just kind of see what they're thinking about as they reimagine the future of Lexington Market, what that means for vendor mix. And we did a walking tour of some of the development activity happening around there. And what one of the participants said is, you know what? If you're not walking, you miss so much of what's happening in the city because people can live here for decades. But when you're zooming by in your car, you can miss a lot. And just from walking, we connect it with new businesses, artists, and all types of people and help them connect with each other. And it was just a really great experience.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And again, that's Baltimore Planning Academy, all spelled out.
Yep.
.com. Wonderful. Let's see. We've got less than 20 seconds, Stephanie, what would you add?
I would say that, Baltimore is an incredible place to live. And if we want to make sure that we continue to grow in a way that gives inclusive prosperity and opportunity to all Baltimoreans, we need to make sure that we're counted in the next census so that we have the right information so that we can make the right decisions.
Amen. Amen. It's something to remember and some good, wise words that will help everybody.
Right.
Everybody, especially our listeners, because they are now better informed.
Thank you.
Get your relatives to get counted.
Can I just say maybe one more thing?
Please.
If you don't remember anything else I said today, remember everyone in your home on April 1st should be counted. It doesn't matter if they're on the lease or if they're on the mortgage. if they're crashing for a week. If they live in your house on April 1st of 2020, put them on the census. We miss a lot of people just because they have housing insecurity. They still count. They still matter.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank our guest, Stephanie Smith, who's Assistant Director of the Baltimore Department of Planning, for being our guest today.
Thank you so much,
Stephanie. Keep up your good work for all of us.
I appreciate it.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.